Hey everybody. I have a question. I've been seeing a lot of, back and forth online with Israel and Palestine and a lot of the protests and a lot of people going back and forth and, picking a side and all this other stuff. And then I've been looking at some of the, people who are Republican or, MAGA supporters who support Donald Trump that say they're about freedom and free speech and all this other stuff. And I've just been looking at what's going on. And, one thing I've noticed is that some folks are so pro Assad, like pro Israel, pro Palestine, that they don't see, problems in their arguments. Like it's almost like some people are blinded, like, oh, well, I'm so pro Palestine that, I'm okay with this being done, or I'm so pro Israel and I'm okay with this being done. And I think we're at a point right now in America where, both sides, regardless if you who you support, Palestine, Israel, need to come together and basically, start having conversations. They don't have to be conversations where everybody's angry and, oh, well, you're wrong or you're anti-Semitic, you're this or you're that. But I think people need to have conversations and just to, to be free thinkers. Because right now we have a lot of people that are so, they're for this side, another group is for that side, that they're not even, coming up with any solutions to, what's going on right now. And I think if people don't come together right now and actually talk and get things done and find solutions in what the problems and how to stop this war and actually create some sort of peace, I think that America's going to be in for a heck of a ride, as they say, because it's almost like a lot of our politicians, Republican and Democrat, keep on escalating this thing. Like, well, let's send them this, let's send them this, this weapon or something from the military. Let's keep on sending them these supplies. And, that's not the way you're going to end what could be potentially or try to stop what could be potentially, World War III, as some people say. Because I'm looking at Biden and I'm looking at a lot of even Republicans, some of these Republicans that were so against, Ukraine, and oh, well, why are we spending for Ukraine? They'll sit up and, they almost give their blood to Israel. They almost give, their everything they got to Israel. They want us to taxpayers to keep on spending money and all this other stuff. But with Ukraine, it was like, well, let's think about this, and we have to be smart. And with Israel, it's just like full speed ahead. If they need $5 trillion, we'll provide it. And so, I think a lot of Republicans and Democrats are going to lead us to a war. And the sad part about it, it's going to be your kids or your daughters that are going to be drafted to this war. I mean, they don't care about, your sons or your daughters because they make a lot of money off of, some of these government, companies that basically are supporting both sides. So I know I'm rambling, but again, what are your thoughts on, what's going on, and what are your thoughts on people like Ben Shapiro and Laura Loomer and some folks on the right who, are, feel the way they do? So that's my question. I know I'm rambling. I know my question is a little bit off, but what are your thoughts on just, some of the people on the right who are so pro-Israel that they almost like are blinded? So that's just my question. So anyway, let me know how you feel in the comment section. I know I'm rambling. Some people probably won't understand this audio, but again, if you want to follow me, just go to Twitter, type in Mark Parham underscore MarkParham underscore. And then also, if you want to follow me, I'm trying to think another place to follow me. Oh, I'll also, I'm trying to think. Yeah, you could just, like I said, follow me on Twitter. And like I said, my name should pop up. And then also you can follow me on Spotify. Just type in Mark Parham podcast and, my podcast just pop up. So I know I'm rambling. I know I'm all over the place, but just let me know how you feel in the comment section. Thank you.